T-minus 49. Drive-in, Birchwood, Colorado. On a seemingly endless loop, every TV within New Care Grill and Bar and Grill replayed the ACN footage over and over again. The headline under the footage was tamer than the images themselves. Alien thwarts triple assassination attempt. But Henry McCarthy doubted many people were reading the words. As stomach-churning as it was, the literal explosion of the assailant's entire body was compulsive viewing. After countless loops, the screen settled on a still image of Leisha's face in the instant before he had thrust his hand open to gruesomely eliminate the would-be shooter moments earlier. The headline writer clearly thought the shooter was trying to take out all three of Leisha, Godfrey, and Clark, but Henry's takeaway from the footage was that Godfrey had been the prime target. Henry was one part proud and 10 parts furious with Clark's decision to throw himself between Godfrey and a bullet, but the anger would fade. After all, he knew that for someone like Clark, putting his life on the line for others, even the likes of Godfrey, wasn't a decision at all. The instinct came naturally, sharpened by years of VIP private security work in Iraq and several military tours before a respiratory condition ruled him out of active duty. While Clark was never one to talk about his feelings and never would be, there had been a few sporadic occasions over the years when 8 or 9 beers had brought out some stories that were normally buried deep inside him. This tended to happen at New Care Grillin', where Phil kept the drinks flowing and was always fascinated by Clark's war stories. The one comment that was rattling around in Henry's mind now had come only 18 months or so earlier, when Phil had asked why Clark continued to take frontline risks during his more recent time in the police force, given that the value of his name could have kept him safely out of any situation he didn't want to be in. "I've watched too many people die too soon, Phil," he had replied, solemnly shaking his head. "Some at my hand and some because my hands weren't there to save them. And I'll tell you this, neither of those things are ever happening again." A loud knocking sound distracted Henry from his own thoughts, which was no bad thing, given where they were going. "We're closing up," Phil announced to the horde of patrons standing around the bar area. He yelled loudly enough to be heard in the grill section, too. "Anything you've already eaten through there is on the house, but we're closing up now. Go home and be safe. Things are gonna get crazy." Henry turned to Walter Byrd, whose mouth was covered by a concerned hand. "If Clark hadn't been there, I don't think Leisha would have seen that bullet in time," Henry said, pride now the only thing coming through in his tone. "Jesus, can you imagine?" Mr. Byrd inhaled deeply and nodded his head. "This could have been worse," he muttered. But as he glanced up at the menacing alien expression that filled the screen, Mr. Byrd knew that not everyone was going to see it this way. For the sizable minority of citizens who already feared the messengers, Leisha's remarkable show of retaliatory force was an explosive spark, certain to light the blue touch paper. "I'm going to check they're all okay," Henry said, maneuvering his wheelchair away from the booth. "Tara is probably going to be the most shook up right now, worrying about Clark." Mr. Byrd picked up his coat and rose to his feet.
"I'll come along, but Henry, I'm thinking of Dan, because it doesn't matter how unfair it is. With Leisha gone, Dan's the one who's going to have to answer for this."